U.S. President Joe Biden flies to Europe on Wednesday for an emergency NATO summit on Ukraine, where invading Russian troops are stalled, cities are under bombardment, and the besieged port of Mariupol is in flames. 4 weeks into a war that has driven a quarter of Ukraine's 44 million people from their homes, Russia has failed to capture a single major Ukrainian city, while Western sanctions have ostracized it from the world economy. And the Biden administration aims to make it easier for some Ukrainian refugees to come to the United States after only a handful were admitted in the first 2 weeks of March, according to sources familiar with the matter. This while Germany says it, too, will make it easier on Ukrainian refugees coming to that country, which has recorded nearly 239,000 Ukrainian refugee arrivals. Russia on Wednesday condemned what it called a reckless Polish proposal to send international peacekeepers into Ukraine and warned that it could lead to a direct clash between Russian and NATO forces. Poland said last Friday it would formally submit a proposal for a peacekeeping mission in Ukraine at the next NATO summit. Meantime, Poland is expelling 45 Russian diplomats suspected of working for Russian intelligence, the foreign ministry said on Wednesday. Russia said the accusations were baseless. And Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to attend the next G20 summit in Indonesia later this year and received valuable backing from Beijing on Wednesday in a pushback to suggestions by some members that Russia could be barred from the group. The United States and its allies are assessing whether Russia should remain within the group of 20 major economies following its invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. The Taliban on Wednesday backtracked on their announcement that high schools would open for girls, saying they would remain closed until a plan was drawn up in accordance with Islamic law for them to reopen. Teachers and students from three high schools around the capital, Kabul, said girls have returned in excitement to campus on Wednesday morning, but were ordered to go home. They said many students left in tears. Chinese searchers found on Wednesday what they believed to be the cockpit voice recorder from a China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed this week in forest-clad mountains with 132 people on board. The aviation regulator said the device, however, was severely damaged, an official of the Civil Aviation Administration of China told a media briefing. Somali security forces shot dead two armed attackers who tried to burst into an army base near the international airport in the capital Mogadishu Wednesday, state television said. Earlier in the day, state TV had said security forces were battling a terrorist incident at the camp's gates, with a witness saying gunmen had forced their way in and begun shooting. South Korea's total coronavirus infections topped 10 million, or nearly 20% of its population, authorities said on Wednesday, as surging severe cases and deaths increasingly put a strain on crematories and funeral homes nationwide. The country has been battling a record COVID-19 wave driven by the highly infectious Omicron variant, even as it largely scrapped its once aggressive tracing and quarantine efforts and eased social distancing curbs. In the U.S., Senate Democrats are defending Ketanji Brown Jackson, President Joe Biden's nominee to become the first Black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, from Republican attacks painting her as a liberal activist in confirmation hearings that entered a third day Wednesday. Jackson faces more questioning by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee after a marathon session on Tuesday, during which Republicans pursued a series of questions. Jackson rejected Republican accusations that she was improperly lenient as a judge in sentencing child pornography offenders and criticism of her legal representation earlier in her career of some detainees at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. For more on these and other stories making headlines today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.